The question was asked, we are taught that the Shekhinah went into exile. And then, it would seem, now that we came back to Israel, the Shekhinah came back. So then, is Hashem in exile or is Hashem with us? Whatever that means, that Hashem is there. So, let's begin with the source for this whole discussion, the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says, Tanya, we have a Tanaik quote, a Braisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Bo urei, come see, kama chavivin Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How beloved are the people of Israel before the Holy One, blessed be He. Shebechol makom shegalu, shechinah imahem. Everywhere they were exiled, the Shechinah came with them. Galu lemitzrayim, they were exiled to Egypt, shechinah imahem. Hashem's presence was with them. Shneimar, as the verse says, Haniglo nigleti levet avicha biotam bimitzrayim. God says to the Kohen Gadol, Eli, didn't I reveal myself to your father's house back in Egypt? I was with them there. Galu lebavel, the people of Israel were exiled to Babylon. Shechinah imahem, the Shechinah was with them, as it says, Lemanchem shulachti bavela. I was sent out into exile, God says, to Babylon, for your sake. And in the future, when they'll be redeemed, the Shechinah will come back with them. Shneimar, as the verse says, V'shav Hashem elokech et shevutcha, Hashem will return your exile. V'yeshiv lo ne'emar. That's what the song stressed, right? Doesn't say Hashem will return them. It says Hashem will return with them. V'shav, He will return with them. Melamed shehakadosh baruch hu shav imahen miben hagaluyot. That Hashem will return with them from amongst the exiles, multiple. So that means in Ecuador, in Australia, in France, in Japan, everywhere you have a Jewish community, Hashem is with them. And then we have a mind-boggling question in the Gemara. The Gemara says, where is God in Babylon? Now remember, the Gemara is talking during the period of the Edomite exile. The Gemara was written after the destruction of the Second Temple. And it was obvious to the Gemara that Hashem is still appearing in Babel. So that means that even though there's a huge Jewish community out in Alexandria and a huge Jewish community in other countries, but in Babel the Gemara wants to know, where does Hashem appear? Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Beve Kenishta Dehutzal, in the shul of the city called Hu Tzal, and Be Kenishta, and the shul that was the Shafi Yativ, that whatever those two words mean, a discussion among the commentaries, what those two words mean, of Shafi Yativ, and the shul of Shafi Yativ in Nahar Dah. Velo teima hacha vehachi. Don't assume that Hashem reveals Himself in both shuls simultaneously. Ela zimnin hacha vezimnin hacha. Sometimes this one, and sometimes that one. And then Abaye says, boy, am I lucky, because when I was a distance of a parsa, meaning over an hour's journey, I traveled to daven there. Here you have a source for davening at the Kotel, right? The Talmud tells us the Shechina never left the Kotel. Abaye traveled 72 minutes. We have a half hour, 45 minute walk. You have a bus. You have a train, a 10 minute train ride. But Abaye said, I traveled 72 minutes to get there to daven. It says Shmuel's father and Levi were in the shul of Shafi Yativ Nardo. The Shechina came. They heard a whole story. They ran out. Rav Sheshat was sitting in the shul. And the Shechina came and he didn't leave. The Malachim came and started scaring him. He said, Rabbonu Shalom. And a whole story there. Okay. So the Talmud tells us that Hashem appears in the different shuls in Chutzart. So that seems to say that Hashem appears with the different exiles in different places, different times.
So that's constant Shechina of Hashem in each Jewish community in the exile throughout time and space.
That's what it seems like. So now, there's more to be understood, because the Talmud does say they went to exile to Babylon, the Shechina was with them. They went to Elam, the Shechina was with them. They went to Edom, the Shechina exiled with them. Wait, that seems to say the Shechina came back when they came back from Babylon, because the Shechina exiled the second time, right? So that means that on some level, when the Jews came back to Israel, even though the majority of Jews did not come back, Hashem came back with the Jews who came back. Did Hashem continue revealing himself to the Jews in Chutzlitz? I don't know. Let's explore. Meaning, on the one hand, we're saying Hashem appears to every community in Chutzlitz. On the other hand, we are saying that Hashem exiled the second time when we exiled the second time. But wait a second. We didn't all come back. Even the majority didn't come back when we came back to build the second temple, right? So that leaves room to wonder. So then we have to ask a question that's at the root of it all, which is, what does it mean Hashem's in exile? But before we go to that, we have certain things that we do in our davening that reflect this concept. Let's take the easiest example. We say Hoshanos, right? On Sukkos, we surround the ark, we surround the bima in the center of Shul, and we say, what do we say? Ani vaho hoshia na. Hashem, you and me and you, or Hashem and me, whatever, should be redeemed. We're waiting for a salvation for me and you, Hashem, right? What does that mean? That's this idea. It's not only me that's suffering, Hashem, I know you're in it with me. So when I ask for salvation, and this was instituted in the prayer and appears in the Mishnah, it appears in the Gemara, this is this concept. We say, we're in it together. Hashem, save us both. Right? Okay. We have another example of this. We have... We have over here, the Aruch HaShulchan says the following. We say four people have to make a blessing of a gomel. Four people have to thank Hashem, right? A person who was terribly ill and got better, a person who was incarcerated and got out, a person who got out of jail, a person who crossed the desert, right? Anyone that flew today has to make a blessing of a gomel. And what did we leave out? What did we leave out? A person who went to sea, right? A person who went to sea. So, the Aruch Shulchan says, how do we last? We all realize that it's unnatural. So many nations have tried to annihilate the Jews, and we're still around. There's no natural explanation to it. The explanation is that Hashem is in our midst, as the Torah promises us. So that means that the Aruch HaShulchan learns that this concept that Hashem is in our midst is the reason that we're still around, the reason that the Jewish people haven't been annihilated. And he's not the only one that understands that way. If we look at the commentaries, we have the Meshech Chochma says... in exile, we need more Ashgacha Pratit. We need a greater intervention or God's watching over us because it's more dangerous in exile. And that's the idea of Galul Bavel Shechina Imahim, that Hashem was with us when we were exiled because we wouldn't last among all these nations if not for that. So if that's so, can we say that the Shechina left all those people who didn't come back from Chutzlitz? That's a little hard to say. The Panim Yofos says, who was the Panim Yofos? Panim Yofos was Rav Pinchas Horowitz from Poland in the 1730s. He was the son of the Rav of Chortikov, and he learned with his brothers, who were later disciples of the Magid of Mezrich, who was the disciple of the Baal Shem Tov. He was rabbi of Frankfurt, and he was connected to the Noda Biyuda. He came from a family that half were Hasidim. The Noda Biyuda didn't like the Hasidim. He was related through marriage, and he went out against the Hasidim. But he was in touch with both. It's very interesting. He was in touch with Hasidim and Misnagdim. He was like the middle, the Panim Yafos. And Rav Pinchas was one of the leaders who fought the Haskalah movement, what they called it, the Enlightenment movement. And one of his disciples was the Chassam Sofer, the famous Chassam Sofer, learned under the Panim Yafos. His famous work is Nahafla, which is a book really focused on the laws of marriage. Meaning a lot of the laws of marriage, he goes into the details of how it works. So he wrote a beautiful work on the Torah called the Panim Yafos. And he writes the following. Hashem says, you're all guests in my land. I own the world, you're guests in my world. And that's the concept behind Yovel, the Jubilee year. Hashem says, I say everything goes back. And furthermore, we can explain that Hashem says, you're all guests in my world, you're all guests with me. That's the idea that Hashem says, I'm always with you. That Hashem says, at the root of the soul of Israel is the Shekhinah. And so Hashem says, wherever you are, I am, because I am your life. And that's why when, even though we took hold of the land of Israel and we say it's our land, Hashem says, no, it's my land. When the Shekhinah is with us, so then Hashem says, I'm with you, so it's as though I'm still laying claim. Meaning, if I walk into your house, and I'm a guest in your house, you take me in for 3 years. And after 3 years, I say, Ari, get out. It's my house. So you say, what do you mean? It's my house. And I say, no, I've been here for 3 years. It's my house. You sold it to me. I was very nice to you. I took you in after 3 years. It's the time you left. Don't you think so? So the halacha says that if you wouldn't have been in the house all along, then I would expect you to protest. If I move into your house for 3 years, the fact that you didn't protest is proof that it's mine. But if you were there all along, then I can't say, hey, it's mine. I was here. Right? Because you were there all along. You didn't see a need to protest. The same thing Hashem says. I'm in your midst. You were in Israel all the time. You can't say it's your land. I was always there with you. So he takes this concept, be it in Israel, be it in Chutzarts. Hashem is always with us. He says it's not like the Meshech Chachma says, that it's a special promise that we won't be annihilated among the nations, but rather it's the concept that the Jewish soul yearns from the Shekhinah, and wherever the Jews are going to be, the Shekhinah is going to be there. In that case, it's just natural that wherever we are, the Shekhinah is with us. And then it doesn't matter, wherever you're going to have 10 Jews, the Shekhinah is going to be there. So that's how the Panim Yafos learns this Gemara. The Abarbanel learns it a little differently. The Abarbanel says that technically we wouldn't last among the nations, and the only reason we've lasted is because Hashem was watching over us. And this is the concept that every nation has their mazal, every nation has their stars in heaven that govern what happens to them, except Israel. And even when we're in the nations, Shekhinah Imahem is that Ashgacha Pratit. So it's a slightly different nuance than the Meshech Chochma. He's saying Shekhinah Imahem means he's not giving us into the hands of nature, into the forces that be. He's still watching over us, because otherwise we wouldn't last if we were under them. So it's a slightly different nuance than the Meshech Chochma in the same idea. So far we have three understandings. Now we come to a Medrash. Medrash says, whenever we come back, Hashem comes back with us. It says Hashem came back with us. So the Medrash takes it the next step, and that's the question. If Hashem came back with us, does that mean he's still out in Chutzarts? So from the Gemara, it definitely seems that way. We said from the Gemara in Megillah. Because the Gemara says that in Babylon they had the Shekhinah. From the Medrash, it's not so clear. Next, we have Zohar. Zohar. Zohar says, don't want to go into the Zohar, but we'll leave it with that. So at the end of the day, it definitely seems like Hashem is with the Jews in exile still. We have some room to question it, but most of the sources seem to say that even though we're back, so Hashem is with us here. To some degree, Hashem never left here. That's what some of the commentaries bring. That the idea is that even in Chutzarts, Hashem is with him. But we say the Shekhinah never left the Kotel. There's an aspect of Shekhinah that never leaves Israel. And that's what some of the commentaries point out, that the stress is that Hashem had a revelation, gave us a revelation in there. But at the end of the day, in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need that. That's a given that the Shekhinah is here. And some want to even stress, Hashem says, I was here and I never left here. So for sure, the Shekhinah is with us here. The only question is he staying with them in Chutz Lartz? It would seem that yes, even though some of the sources leave us room to wonder, leave us room to question, because we see that when they came back, it was considered as though the Shekhinah had to be exiled. So it definitely doesn't sound like the Shekhinah was with them when the Jews came back here, even though the majority of Jews were in Chutz Lartz. So the sources definitely seem like when Jews come back to Israel in mass, then the Shekhinah comes here, even though they're there. For the sake of honesty, we have to point out that the Talmud says that you did not have a revelation of Shekhinah in the Second Temple. So then you could say Shekhinah came with them, but it wasn't really with them. The Jews came back to Israel, they built the Second Temple, and they did not have the revelation of Shekhinah in the Second Temple like they did in the first. And Chazal attribute it to the fact that the Jews didn't come back. Chazal say, had everyone come back, it would have looked different. So you see, us here in Israel, we're also losing some element of Shekhinah because we're not all here yet. There's Hashem, we'll get there. So does that mean